Hello, hello,
Love
everyone.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to my show. Gosh, I think I jumped the gun there. Hi, everybody. Welcome to my show. My name is Jen Young, and I am here to bring to you all the wonderful information and topics that we use for healing and for making our lives better. Actually, I'm sitting here with two crystals on my head because my head hurts. And so I'm sitting here and getting a treatment from Tess because today I am at Kaleidoscope Angels in Douglasville, PA. I come here quite often to do readings and to get treatments, and I just felt that it was just such a great place. I wanted to be here and actually do a radio show from here. So that's where we are today, and we've got a lot of information to give to you about everything that goes on here at Kaleidoscope Angels. And so I'm going to stop for a minute and take these crystals off my head. I put them, what are they called, Tess?
Selenite.
So I put some selenite on my temples for my head. I had a treatment 2 days ago, a myofascial, how do you say that?
Myofascial
release. And it really released a lot inside of me. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But for the yesterday and today after the treatment, I felt a lot of aching in my body. And part of it is my head and my sinuses. So Tess gave me selenite stones to put on my head and a bit of peppermint oil that I'm going to put on right now as we speak. So this is what it's all about, you know. It's all about natural remedies. It's all about healing, but not always healing. I mean, healing implies that there's something wrong. Well, a lot of times there isn't anything wrong, you know. You're never at the wrong place at the wrong time. You're always at the right place at the right time, and the right people show up. So places like Kaleidoscope Angels and other healing centers and other people around doing different things, you know, that's what it's all about. They're there. They're showing up in your life for you to take you to the next level. So again, my name is Jen Young, as you all know, and I am a numerologist. I use angel cards and astrology, also nutrition, to take you to the next level. That's my goal. My goal is to help you become more self-aware, so that way you know how to treat yourself, you know how to heal yourself, all right? So it's all about you and not about me. Okay, well, mostly it's about me, but sometimes it can be about you. So I'm here with Tess Jensen, the owner of Kaleidoscope Angels, and her dog Gizmo. So far, this is my live audience, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Kaleidoscope Angels, just so you get an idea of what it's about. Now, even if you don't live in the area, say you live in California, you're in Florida, you're in the UK, or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm going to talk about these different modalities that are going to be useful for you. And if you're listening to this show, then that means you're meant to hear something that is said today. All right? So just rest assured that whatever comes out of my mouth has something to do with you, believe it or not. So at Kaleidoscope Angels, there are many, many practitioners. Now, they have a few practitioners that are their in-house practitioners, and they're here all the time, and they're amazing people. And I was going to take a minute to go down the list just to give you an idea of what these lovely ladies do. And if anything resonates with you, whether you come here for the treatment or you're going to go somewhere else for the treatment, pay attention. As I speak, pay attention to how you feel about each person and each thing I say. So first of all, the owner, Tess Jensen, is an amazing lady, and she has so much information. So if there's anything you need or you want to talk about, talk with her about a treatment that you need, she's going to guide you in the right direction. So call Tess for any questions, 610-689-3999. Isn't that great? In numerology, 3999 means your life purpose is meant to be heard and spread out throughout the community, throughout the world. So really, that's a very auspicious number, Tess. I love that. When I first called that number to talk to Tess, I just knew that this was the place for me, and it certainly has been quite a while now. So Tess also works with Tina Gemmon. She is the office manager here, well, I guess the store manager or the wellness center manager, and she also is a healer. She does readings, intuitive readings. She's a Reiki master, and she's an ordained minister. So Tina is someone that offers her healing modalities, and she's an amazing lady. So check her out. Her information is on the Kaleidoscope Angels website. So along with Tess and with Tina, we've got Taryn Hack, and she is a certified crystal healer. So if anybody likes working with crystals, then definitely you want to check her out. She's amazing. And the thing is, you know, every modality is not for every person, But if you resonate with crystals and if you understand them and you know their energy works for you, this is what you want to do. You want to participate in these healing modalities that have to do with crystals. So definitely come in and talk to Taryn about crystal therapy for any situation in your life. She's a Reiki master, a Reiki Shambhala master. So she's here all the time. So definitely if you want to check her out, do so. Now, a woman that I know and I love, her name is Cassie Eshelman. She is an amazing person. I've met her a couple of times here. We've talked, and I don't know. You know when you meet someone and you just know that they're true, they're authentic, they're passionate about what they do, and they're just plain good at what they do. You don't have to know what they do. They know what they do, and then you benefit from that. That's what I love about seeing people for sessions, because their expertise is being laid right on me. I don't have to think. I don't have to do anything. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So Cassie teaches yoga here at Kaleidoscope Angels. She does Thai massage and lymph massage. And I had a lymph massage done not too long ago by my friend Diane, and it was amazing. So I really suggest that to anyone who wants a clearing or who has any issues. So contact Cassie for that. And lastly, Nicole Ackley. She is Tina's daughter, and she's an amazing girl. I've known her for a little while now, and we've interacted, and I just really love her energy, her spirit. She's got a lot of funk, and she's got a lot of confidence. She knows what she's doing. Even though she's young, she really does know what she's doing. You know, a lot of the young people are born with this already. You know, it's kind of pre-programmed, just like computers. You know, it's already in there. They don't have to unlearn. It's really close to the surface, and that's what I love about the new generations coming up. So Nicole is an intuitive reader, she's a Reiki Shambhala master, and she's an ordained minister. So such a great combination. So I look forward to talking more about these lovely ladies, but I'm going to move on now to some of the events that are happening at Kaleidoscope Angels. One of the events that happens all the time here, every single month, is called the Day of Well-Being. Now this day is set aside, it's the fourth Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., where all the practitioners, almost all of them, come here to Kaleidoscope Angels to present their abilities, you know, and it gives you an opportunity to meet with them and see what they do, have readings, get a foot detox, these types of things, get a massage, but, you know, where you've got all these people in one place and you can come and experience all this. I mean, to me, this is so awesome because sometimes you can get sort of either confused or you're not sure, oh, should I do this? Should I not do this? Like when I first went to acupuncture years ago, I was like, I don't know if I should do this. You know, it kind of scared me because I was really unaware. And when you come to the Day of Well-Being, you're able to get a little taste of everything. So you can kind of tell what floats your boat. And then that way you can sort of dabble and then decide. Then you decide, yeah, I really want to pursue this. I really want to do this. And to me, that's precious. So come to the Day of Well-Being, fourth Saturday of every month here at Kaleidoscope Angels from 10 to 4. The foot detox here is amazing, guys. It is a real draw, so come in and get that done if you want, because it's just so amazing what comes out of you. I don't even want to tell you. And really, yeah, Tess is laughing. That room is a little bit, you know, gross, but in a way it's good. All that CRAP is coming out of you. Now, after the Day of Well-Being, there is always, almost always a Reiki share, which, you know, that's free. You just come in, you benefit from Reiki, you get the benefits from it, and you give Reiki. I mean, to me, it's full circle, it's healing, it's releasing, it's energizing, and then after that, there's a drum circle at 7 p.m. So, again, these things that are offered, Tess offers these things, many of them low cost or no cost on this wonderful Day of Well-Being. So, to me, it is a day that's not to be missed. I'm usually always here, unless I'm away, at the Day of Well-Being, offering mostly numerology readings. But, of course, I use my cards. We talk about astrology. I know what's going on, and we can really get into it. And to me, that's so much fun. So I'm going to move on now and talk about one of the what I want to do today. What I want to talk about today, what I want to talk about in the next show, so you guys know what's coming up. So today, I am going to be talking about this new moon in Gemini. Now, I talk about new moons a lot. I also talk about full moons. Full moons are really awesome because, you know, they're a whole different thing. There's sort of a accumulation of everything that you've been doing. It's a different energy. It's a full energy where things are coming to completion and then you're releasing, right? And you're getting ready for the new moon. I love the new moon. I do readings here at Kaleidoscope Angels around every new moon. It's worked out that I've been here every new moon now for the past 3 or 4 months, and I love it. I love the energy of it, and I love all the people that come to see me. I have a following now, and I'm really busy during these readings. I think it's fantastic. So if anybody is interested in coming to see me here at Kaleidoscope Angels at the new moon, and please do call me or call Tess or Tina here at the shop to set it up. You can set up a time or you can just pop in. It's real flexible. So the reason why I like coming here on the new moon and doing new moon readings is because the new moon is full of potential. Nothing's happened yet. It's an empty vessel. And what it does is it gives you 2 full weeks after it appears on the calendar to really, really set an intention and rock it out, really make it happen. It's giving you all this really intense energy to take what you want to accomplish and push you there in a really great way. It's like the river is flowing fast. You've got a raft. It's all safe and equipped. And there you are on that raft, propelled to your destination quicker than you would be at any other time. So if I would suggest anything during these new moon readings and during this time of the new moon, which happened to be yesterday, June 16th, what I would suggest to all of you is set an intention, all right? Think of yourself as an empty vessel. Set an intention, put the focus on it, and go for it. And also, when you do these new moon readings, it really gives you a pathway. A lot of times we have an intention, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you know, say your goal is to be healthier, you're going to spend the next 2 weeks of not eating junk. Well, you know, if you fall off the wagon, then you feel bad, and then you get into a funk, you're like, oh, screw it, excuse my language. So, you know, we don't want that to happen. So when you do a new moon reading with me, we set a roadmap out for you. We set out all, you know, step by step what you're going to do. We give you the how of it, along with your angels and your guides coming in to give you the how of it. Now, you know, when you set an intention, you're kind of, one way to really set the intention and let it work for you, let God work for you, is to set the intention and then let it go. I'm all about that, but I'm not opposed to setting up guidelines, perhaps an outline, and maybe some baby steps along the way. So that way you see something, you have something concrete that you can work with step by step by step. We're all human, and really every day if you look at your intentions and your step by step, it's going to help you stay on track. You're going to be less prone to saying, I forgot. Well, you're not going to forget. So come see me during the new moon readings. Let's set you up with your intention and the steps to achieve your goal. So let's talk about this new moon that we're going to focus on today. This new moon gives you 2 weeks of super umph energy to get you going. Okay, so remember that. Also, this new moon says, all right, whatever we do now, in 6 months' time, we will see results, concrete results. So I want you to put on your calendar 6 months now from June 17th, okay? June 17th. So we've got July, August, September, October, November, December. Mid-December, put on your calendar results from new moon intention on the 16th or the 17th of June. It happened yesterday, but that was not my scheduled day to come here. Today is my scheduled day for the radio show, which is so awesome. It falls like right near it. So let me tell you about my day yesterday. My day yesterday was the new moon. I had just gotten this massage that it was the myofacial massage from my friend Melinda. And if anybody wants to know about her, please let me know. She is phenomenal. So I just got this releasing massage, myofacial release. And what it did is What Linda did is she went into my body and she did what she did and pushed and pulled and did different things to help me release a lot of memories that are stored in there, a lot of negativity that's stored in there, a lot of sadness and a lot of things that have happened to me, sense of victimhood, hurt, pain that you know you forget about, but your body doesn't forget. It's stored in there. So Melinda helped me release this. She helped my body release this. And during this session, I was just telling Tess earlier about my experience because I still have headaches from it, and she was helping me with that. So with this experience, she said, you know, there's memories stored in your body, and what my friend Melinda did was she released these memories. Now, it's like anything. When you start releasing toxins from your body, when you go on a detox or a fast, these toxins are swirling around in your body and they need to be flushed out. So that's my job these next few days, is to give myself rest, be compassionate with myself, take care of myself, eat really well, drink a lot of water, pray, meditate, to help give my body the energy that it needs to release, release, release. And so I'm releasing. So what I'm doing now with this, with releasing, is apparently I was releasing blocks that had to do with moving forward in certain areas. And I'll be honest with you, certain areas, I had some, I mean, this is so mundane and boring, but I had some insurance issues big time. Like I couldn't get the right insurance, and then my car insurance, blah, 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 all these things happened. The health insurance was put on hold. And it was all this, like all these, this red tape and all these blocks. And it was just so upsetting, because these things are important in the society that we live in. We have to have all our ducks in a row, and I don't like to be willy-nilly. So yesterday, oh my gosh, all day long, I spent on getting my house in order, my financial health in order, my insurance health in order. So many things finally got were sorted out, and I just feel this huge sense of relief. I ticked off about 6 things off my list that have been on there for about 4 or 5 months. So I have to say, with this release that I got, this the myofascial release, and with the intention of the new moon energy of I've got to get this sorted out now, it really came to me. I used the energy and I rocked it out with the help of the universe, you know, just giving me everything I needed. I was determined, and it was a fabulous day. So this is what I'm saying about this energy. We're really going to use it. So what I'd like to do is, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to give you your own personal new moon, what do you want to call this? Like a place that you can really set an intention and see it come to fruition, okay? I'm going to give you the area in your life that you want to focus on with this new moon in Gemini, okay? So I'm going to give it to you sign by sign. So everybody knows what their sun sign is. It's your major sign in astrology. So just focus on who you are. Are you a Capricorn? Are you an Aquarian? Are you Pisces? Are you a Libra? And I want you to pay attention to what I have to say for your sign. Now, if anyone in here, you know, who's listening is savvy with astrology, if you happen to know your rising sign, or also called your ascendant, I'd like you to pay attention to the information for that sign as well. Okay, because there's information there for you that pertains to more of your outside world, your personality, and how you project it outward, how, you know, so your outward activities such as your job and how people see you and how you interact with other people. So you want to pay attention to your rising or ascended sign, where it's focused in the outer world. Your sun sign, it's focused more on your inner world and on your, I would say, like your path here in this lifetime. All right, your sun sign says a lot about you. It says that these are the qualities you have. These are also the challenges you have. And your ability to overcome the challenges and move towards the positive aspects of your sun sign, that's your job, as far as astrology goes, in this lifetime. So you want to embrace your sun sign. I mean, a lot of people have a sun sign that they might not like or not resonate with. I want you to throw that notion out the window. Embrace your sun sign. Totally research it and know these qualities are the good qualities are your either the ones you own or they're latent in you, and you're learning to remember them and to really use them in your life. And of course, the negative qualities of the sign are qualities you might recognize and you would like to let go of. So it's so important to know your sun sign and to be completely aware of what it's about. I recommend researching. There's a great site called cafeastrology.com, and the information on that site is incredible. It's easy to navigate. They also give you a free birth chart. So if you go to charts and reports, you can just plug in your information and they'll give you a wonderful free chart where you can figure out what your sun sign is, what your rising sign or ascended sign is, what your moon sign is. Your moon is your emotions. I mean, it's so important to know that sign, because then it really gives you an understanding of how you react. I wouldn't say how. It gives you an understanding of why you react emotionally to certain situations and people. The way you do. Okay, so cool. So I wanted to tell the callers too, I've got a little bit of a list here going of callers, that to be patient, around 10:30 or 10:40, I'm going to take callers and I'm going to give mini readings. So if anybody wants to call in for a mini reading, call in at 347-850-1433. Again, I'm at Kaleidoscope Angels. We're live here. They're answering the phone. People are walking in and out. It's an awesome place in Douglasville, PA. Their website is kaleidoscope-angels.com, and you can see them on Facebook. They're all over my Facebook page, so if you're even on my Facebook page, you can have a look at that too. My Facebook page is facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive. Also, my other Facebook page for spiritual eating is facebook.com/spiritualeating. Both those places are just great for information on either nutrition and how that takes you higher. And my Jen Young Intuitive is a great Facebook page that talks about inspirational, you know, things, material that really is so informative. So many articles on there, all kinds of information to take you higher. So my website also is jenyoung888.com. So check that out as well. Lots of information on what I'm doing, where I'm going, where I'm going to be. Also my email is available from my website, jenyoung888.com. So feel free to email me any questions you have, or if you want to do a personal reading, we can meet here at Kaleidoscope Angels. We could meet anywhere that's close to me. I live in Westchester, PA, the greater Philadelphia area. I'm available to travel. But I also do Skype readings. I love doing Skype readings. I connect with people all over the place, all over the world, Australia, UK, Bermuda, California, Florida. It's an awesome way to have a reading. You can see me, you can see the cards, and we can really interact. So if anybody wants a private reading with me, please just let me know. I'd be so happy to connect with you. All right, so now here I am, sitting up tall, drinking my green juice, cucumber, celery, lemon. Let me have a sip. I've got my peppermint oil on, I've got selenite up to one temple, and I'm shuffling the cards. So I'm going to shuffle the cards, and I'm going to start with the sign of Aries. Aries, to me, is the start of the zodiac wheel. In my mind, Aries is it's a cardinal sign, not in my mind, but Aries is a cardinal sign. Cardinal signs represent the beginning, you know, that kind of go for it attitude, like bringing in the springtime. All right, so we've got this Aries, of course. If anybody knows an Aries in their life or is an Aries, you know how you are. You guys are pretty headstrong. You go for what you want. You're not afraid. Even if you're jumping from the fire pan into the fire, you're the kind of person that would be like, well, oh, well. You know, so you're not afraid to do anything. You can be very, very impulsive and, you know, sort of me, mostly the men. All right, don't get mad at me if you're an Aries man. But mostly the men are can be really just that kind of, you know, Aries is ruled by Mars, okay? Mars is you know, the god of war. So we're talking people who are really aggressive and go for it and don't hold back and are not afraid. So sometimes this lack of fear can, you know, land you in hot water. Now, Aries women are a little bit different. They are softer, I have to say, but they have this determination that is not softer. Their determination is like a steel sword that just can cut through anything. So you Aries women out there, you're determined, you're strong, and you're smart as hell. And I love all of you so much. I have a lot of relationships with Aries women, and I admire them because they are not bogged down with a lot of the qualities I am. I mean, I'm Scorpio, so it's all that kind of kind of hidden stuff, you know, and a lot of feelings that are brooding type of feelings. And us Scorpios, you know, we hold things in and we remember everything. Like I remember when I was 3 years old and someone, you know, took my toy from me and I'll be like, you know, that bitch, even though she was only like, what, 3 and a half? Anyway, so Scorpios just have a lot of that to deal with. But Aries, you know, you guys are fighting. With that said, Aries, this new moon, whatever intention you have, it would be so beneficial if you placed it in an area that is all about lessons and learning. Okay, so Aries, if there's an area where you feel like you've hit a brick wall and you just can't move forward, and the same thing keeps happening over and over again, this is where your new intention is going to be for Gemini, for the new moon in Gemini. You're going to say, look, whatever's been bogging me down, whatever's been a block for me, I want some information on it. I'm ready to learn the lesson and move on. I got the Saturn card for you. Saturn is the planet of lessons, of hard lessons, okay? And you are unlike Saturn. Saturn is slow and steady, doing things step by step. Don't miss any rules. With Aries, there are no rules. So here we go. I'm going to read the key words for you during this new moon. Rules. Oh, my God. Rules is the first word, honest to God. It's right here on the card. Rules, teacher, structure, authority, self-discipline. Less is more. Okay, Aries? I really want you to consider these keywords, especially when it comes to your career. We're talking the 10th house here. Your career, your status in the community, you know, where you stand and how people see you. Okay? So we're talking career and your status in the community. So we're talking about rules, teaching, structure, authority, self-discipline, less is more attitude. All right? So you got your work cut out for you, Aries. Anywhere in those in that category of your career and of you in the public eye, those are the key words for you. Moving on to Taurus. Now, Taurus, you know, this might take longer than it seems because I'm rambling on and on. But anyway, Taurus, you guys take up where Aries left off. Aries have the great ideas, and Taurus actually implement those ideas because Taurus is slow and steady. It's the bull. You don't just, you know, bulls don't wear tutus and dance around like ballerinas. Bulls are like, you know, they're strong and they're heavy and they're determined and they go step by step. They know what they're going to do, and when they do it with a lot of force. So Taurus, you guys might move slow, but what you do it right, okay? So the area of the new moon for you, we're focusing on Mercury for you. Mercury is the planet of communication. So all you Taurians out there, wherever there's communication involved, information, dealing with other people or situations or institutions where information needs to be exchanged, you really want to pay attention, okay? You want to take your time, which you do anyway when it comes to signing contracts and it comes to the small print or it comes to any kind of printed material, okay? And so here are your key words, Taurus. Reasoning mind, thought, cleverness. Okay, nervous system, if there's any area where that is in question right now, do what you can to shore that up. And of course, if you get Reiki treatments or regular massage, you know, this kind of thing, this would be really good. Do what you can to soothe your nervous system. If you need any help on that, you can call Tess here at Kaleidoscope Angels, or you can talk to me and I'll give you some names or a wellness center near you. All right, so information exchange is important for you, Taurians, and the day-to-day communication. You really want to pay attention to these kinds of interactions, whether they're verbal or written, okay? Your words are important. What you hear from other people in communication, very important. Take it nice and slow. Use your skills and abilities to make sure you don't miss anything. And with Mercury actually moving forward now, it was in retrograde. On the 11th, it started to move forward. So your momentum is going there, Taurus, where communication for you is going to be clearer, 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 easier, easier, easier. Things are going to move forward in business as well. Also, things will move forward in health. Okay? All right, so we're moving off from Taurus into Gemini. Now, the new moon is in Gemini. Gemini is all about communication. Mercury is moving out of its retrograde phase. So all you Geminis out there, if you felt that these past three or four, well, really the shadow period is longer for Mercury retrograde, so say the past 2 months, you've been feeling like a real slowdown in communication, or you've got these ideas that are just bursting to come out, and you're so excited, but you just haven't been able to implement them or to put it out there how you want it to be, or it hasn't been heard or received yet. Don't you worry, not one bit more, because this is the time for you to shine. You're going to be like a bull. Well, you're going to be like a really fast bull at the gate, and they open the gate and off you go like a shot. Actually, you're more like a horse, okay? Like a racehorse. Off you go, off and running, and you love it that way. So really, things are going to pick up for you. The momentum is going for you, Mercury, for you, Gemini. This new moon is time to set the intention for you when it has to do with your philosophical growth, okay? Mercury, you love, like you know, you love this, then you go to this. You're like Tigger. You bounce around from one topic to the next, here, there. Oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. I like this. Oh, I'm bored of that. I'm going to do this. Card is asking you to slow down a little bit. Let's take all that Tigger-like energy and all that love of information and all that movement forward, and let's use it to really go deep. Go deeper is a deeper meaning of everything that you do. Now, we've got the ninth house here, and let me give you the key words of the ninth house, okay? Philosophical growth, of course, is the first one. So we're talking travel here. We're talking mentor, wisdom, religion or theology, the future, and the big picture. So Geminis, let's get out of your heads there where you love to spin around, and let's move into an area that shows you the bigger picture. Instead of, you know, being Tigger jumping around, transform into the eagle that is flying over the whole arena and seeing all of the pieces of the puzzle, not just the couple right in front of you. Okay, so we're really talking about diving into your spiritual growth, your philosophical growth, getting into the deeper meanings of life. So that's where you want to put your focus these next couple weeks. And you wait. December 15th comes around. December 16th, you're going to just be like, wow, look how far I've come. All right. And when you grow spiritually, you know that you grow in every other way as well. It assists you in every other area of your life. Okay. Now, Geminis, I also got the South Node. The South Node in astrology is that horseshoe looking symbol. And it's about the past. Okay. So if there's any areas about the past that need brought up, healing, released, or looked at in any way, this is what I want you to focus on. So if you do have an astrology chart, find out where your South Node is and call me or email me, okay? I'm going to let you know specifically what area from the past that you are working on to resolve, change, or even look at an area in the past that you were really, like, happy or you did really well. Maybe that's come to revisit in a new way, all right? So I want you to find your South Node in your chart and email me. Also, if you don't have a chart, cafeastrology.com will give you your free chart. So go check that out. All right, so moving on from Gemini to Cancer. All right, Cancers, your time is coming. You will be here in just a few days. You will arrive on the summer solstice. So let's see what the new moon has in store for you, I don't know how to say that. You Cancer people. All right. So you Cancer people, I've got two cards, okay? I've got the fifth house, okay? So the fifth house is all about fun. So all you Cancers out there have been working your butts off, and I know you have because I live with one, first of all. My husband's a Cancer. So we're talking fun. Finally, there's some changes coming where you're going to be able to really express yourself. So if there's an area in your life that has just come up, that where you're like, wow, finally, this is fun, or you get a new job, or you get an assignment that you love, or there's something that happens for you that excites you, oh, embrace it 100% because that's going to take you somewhere, all right? That's going to take you somewhere. There's meaning behind this new thing that's come up for you or a new thing that is going to come up for you, where self-expression is going to be what you're going to be focused on, and you're so excited because it's been a long time for you. Cancers, there's been a lot of drudgery, a lot of work, a lot of foundation laying, which is awesome, but now it's time to dance, okay? Just to dance on that foundation. So the key words for you Cancers are desires, children, creativity, recreation, speculation. So it's kind of fun. It's like, ooh, wow, with these different and new things happening, you can speculate on where you can go with it. Can you take it further? And personal freedom, finally, you're going to be able to break out of some of the bonds you've been under, whether they're financial restraints or the restraints when it has to do just like physical location or what have you. You're going to be breaking out of these bonds and you're going to be moving forward, okay? Now, what I'd like to tell you about all this fun stuff is that you also got the Taurus card, and the Taurus is Earth. It is fixed Earth. It is steady and strong, and steady and slow wins the race. You know, it's got that kind of energy there. So we want to also incorporate these key words when it comes to your new endeavors, Cancer. Okay, we want to incorporate validation. We want to incorporate stability and purpose, endurance. So make sure what you're doing, you can see that it does have an endurance quality to it. Tangible results, awesome. You're going to see results, comforts of life. You're going to be so much more relaxed and happier now. All right, wear lots of green. Green is going to help you and connect with the planet Venus. Venus is going to assist you. Of course, Venus is love and money. So I think you Cancerians out there are going to be having a wonderful next 2 weeks and a glorious next 6 months if you focus on what you know is going to last, okay? Lasting qualities when it comes to your new endeavors. Moving from Cancers into Leo, okay? So Leos, I got the first house, okay? So the first house, Leos, is it's your personality. It's your face. It's what people see when they meet you, okay? It's the outer you. It's what you show the world, all right? So we want to take action here in that area. So with your personality, you're going to have a change, like a rebirth, you Leos. You're really going to be expanding and shifting and changing your perspective on who you are and what you want to do in the world. We're talking a rebirth, keywords, rebirth, expression. personality, okay? A rebirth, a new expression of your personality, your appearance. You might even decide to start wearing different clothes or wearing clothes that you've always wanted to wear but were afraid to. First impressions are important for you, whether you're giving them or you're meeting with other people. And new beginnings. We've got some new beginnings on your life, your brand, who you are, whether it's personal or business. Really, really exciting here. You want to use this Mars energy that is totally around us right now, so strong. So you want to be really, really diligent. You want to go for it. You don't want to hold back, okay? You want to be kind of not throw caution to the wind and be too crazy. But if something feels right in your gut, by all means, pursue it, okay? Mars gives you the fire, the energy, the drive to win. It's got that athletic kind of feel to it. You're an athlete. You're a warrior. You're a warrior. You're not afraid to be competitive because you know you're going to win, okay? Wonderful, wonderful for you Leos out there. My brother's a Leo. My sister's a Leo. Got a lot of Leos in my life. My father's a Leo. Let's move on. After the Leo comes the Virgo. Virgo's an earth sign. Virgo is very steady and true and stable. But what I love about Virgos is that they are very put together. Say they're very preppy or very, I don't know if they're preppy, but, you know, like think of preppy as being really put together. Everything matches. They're cautious. They're careful. They do things right. They don't mess around. But Virgos love the craziest people. They have crazy, crazy friends. I'm telling you, I know this because I'm a friend of many Virgos, and I am crazy. So it totally works here, you Virgos. You live vicariously through your crazy, wacko friends, and they love you, and you love them, and it's a perfect balance. So it's always good to have a Virgo in the group because, you know, when I'm ready to jump in a Pinto with five other people and they've just done something crazy, like I won't get into what happened to me in the 80s. But I did do that, and I did wish I had a Virgo friend. We were at a KISS concert, and there was a Pinto. And there were five people, and they drove me home in it. Okay, I won't ever do that again. So anyway, Virgos, we need you. Us crazies need you. So Virgos, you're focusing right now on the eighth house, okay? The eighth house is about other people's money. It's about, so when I talk about that, I mean like, say, loans or inheritance or mortgages or that kind of thing, okay? It's not really the money that you're earning day to day, okay? That's your second house. Your eighth house is about big sums of money or sums of money that are already there and that you're due to come into contact with, okay? It's also the house of death and transformation, death and rebirth. So you Virgos out there, there's going to be some changes perhaps in some areas where you have shared resources. So whether that's with your husband or wife or partner when it comes to your mortgage or your bank accounts, your savings accounts, your inheritance with your sisters and brothers. So we want to be paying attention to that during these next 2 weeks, okay? We're looking at these keywords for you Virgos, okay? Shared values, anything that's a shared value. Control issues, we're talking about legacies. We're talking about research, very important for you in these next 2 weeks. Sensuality is very important. Empowerment and accountability. So please remember all those words when it comes to money or shared resources. All right, I'm going to do one more for you so maybe we can get a little more clarity on what area those resources are in. All right, we're talking again, it says the eighth house. I've got the eighth house again. I've got Pluto. Pluto rules the eighth house. Pluto is all about death and rebirth. So it could be about an inheritance if someone does die. That you would have to sort out in these next few weeks or perhaps even these next 6 months. Like I said, this new moon energy lasts for 6 months. So whatever's happening now, you will see results or cumulative effect by December. All right, so we're paying attention to any area that has to do with money, inheritance, or shared resources. Okay, quite clear, the eighth house. Actually, you can look up the eighth house online, Google it, go to Cafe Astrology, and that's going to give you a lot of information about these next 2 weeks, trust it. All right, so we're moving from Virgo to Libra, and I got the Libra card. Isn't that funny? Libra is all about balance. Libra is all about relationships, and Libra is all about fairness and justice. Now, I have a Libra rising, so a lot of people know me as the Libra and not the Scorpio. So I'm going to be paying attention to both the Scorpio message and the Libra message for my new moon intentions for these next 2 weeks and my results for the next 6 months. All right, so all you Libras out there, focus on yourselves, okay? Focus on your relationships. Focus perhaps on the relationship with yourself. Ooh, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it? All right, so here are your key words. Justice, artistry, So any artistic endeavor that you want to do, rock it out. Elegance. You Libras, you're very elegant. You're very Miss Manners. You know how to act. You know about tact. And you have grace, a natural built-in grace. Ooh, I am talking about myself, aren't I? Oh, how lovely. Diplomacy. You do care if it's right or wrong. And you will fight to make sure that people who need justice brought to them will get it. And whether that is, you know, you bringing the hammer down on somebody or you giving somebody their just rewards, you're very interested in that. Sociability, you're very social, you're very gracious. All right, so we want to focus on that and partnerships. So right now, Libra, I would focus on your relationships and your partnerships, but mainly, believe it or not, with yourself. Now, I also got Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of luck. It's expansion. It's the planet of just doing it big. It is the biggest planet. So in areas that you've been wanting to expand on, areas that it's like you're on your wish list, ooh, let's look at that. Let's really focus on it and let's say, okay, maybe I'm going to do that. Like for me, I am planning on going out to Sacramento, California in October to do the One Life Fully Lived conference. It's a nonprofit organization and they bring all these amazing speakers from all over the country to different parts of the country. So far, it's been Westchester, PA, believe it or not, where I participated, and in San Francisco and California and now Sacramento in October. So if anybody's interested, please go to their page on Facebook. It's One Life Fully Lived, or their website, onelifefullylived.org. And the one is the number one, not spelled out, onelifefullylived.org. So I am, you know, tossing around this idea, and lately I've been seeing, visioning myself there and doing it. So it's like, wow, Jen, this is something you really want to do. So let's just get focused on it and let's make a plan. So this is what I want all you Libras out there to do. Whatever seems exciting to you or that's something that you really want to do, let's focus on it and let's make a plan. All right. Now, the relationship with yourself is first and foremost, you Libras out there. So that's, for me, it's just so worked out that I'm getting all these treatments. I mean, I usually never work on myself. I'm always doing stuff for other people. So this time, for some reason, I'm being led to these treatments like what did I have here? I had Shiatsu with Kim. And Tess, can you give me Kim's last name?
Dixon.
Kim Dixon. She works out of Kaleidoscope Angel. She was here with me last Saturday when I was doing my new moon readings. And she said, come on back, Jen, let me do this for you. Well, it was amazing. So anyway, if anybody wants to know about Kim Dixon, just give us a call here at Kaleidoscope Angels, because she worked on me it was about an hour, and I was really amazed at the results. So call here, 610-689-3999 if you want to know more about Shiatsu and about Kim. So I had that done and it opened me up. And then a couple days later, I had the myofascial release. That opened me up. That released a lot. And so I feel like I really am working on me and releasing a lot of what was stuck in there. So Libras, get massages, get some myofascial release, get some shiatsu, get some acupuncture, whatever floats your boat. Do it for yourself. It will be worth it, okay? And then I got the sun for you. I got the fifth house. And then you will start to have some fun. We're talking creativity. We're talking fun. We're talking expansion with the Jupiter and the sun. Oh, my gosh. Really? You can really go higher, quicker, faster if you do this, okay? So moving on from, where was I, Libra, to Scorpio. This is my sun sign. All right, you Scorpios. Now, let me tell you a little about what's going on with you astrologically. Saturn, the planet of hard lessons, has moved into Scorpio, but only for the next few months. I think it moved out again in October. So I think. So I really should have these exact dates. So you can look it up where Saturn is in Scorpio once again for its last tour for these last 2.5 years. This is it, okay? So all of you Scorpios born in the later part of the sign, we're talking November, like sort of, you know, maybe towards the end of November, those later dates of Scorpio, this is where there's still some unfinished business and you'll want to pay attention to any kind of lessons that you need to learn, any kind of blocks or brick walls, and the dog Gizmo is going crazy because Tina just walked in. So no worries, we're live, so we're all open to noises. So anyway, you Scorpios out there, any of you born in November, towards the later part of November, just know that these next few months for you, we've got part of June, July, August, September, and a little bit of October. You've got about 4 months of getting out, releasing anything that's been bothering you, or really plowing through a block, a challenge that has been vexing you, okay? So take the time to do it. Don't be upset by it, because really this is the end of it. All of you other Scorpios, you've done it already. Saturn toured through your part from the beginning of Scorpio all the way to almost the end already for the past 2 years. So breathe a sigh of relief, you Scorpios. All right, so now what are we doing for the new moon? Let me shuffle my cards. All right, so Mercury retrograde for you Scorpios out there has been a big, big influence on you. I never think it is a bad thing. I always think it is a good thing. So for your Scorpio, you Scorpios, the past 3 weeks have been diving into the deep, dark abyss where you hide all your shit, use my French, and you just leave it there and leave it there and leave it there, and it festers and it gets piled on top of more CRAP. So this Mercury retrograde really, like, it was like a big shovel. It dug it all out and just went spewing out all over the lawn. Like, the neighbors could see. Everybody could see. Humiliation is in the air. But you know what? It's awesome. And I can speak for this because I am a Scorpio and this happened to me. So all the junk came up and out. And the beautiful thing is I decided I am going to work with it. I am going to face it. And I am going to just sort this out. So what I did is just that. And let me tell you, yesterday, guys, the new moon was here yesterday, and it was one of my best days ever, where I was talking to you about this earlier. I got so much sorted out. I cleaned up. I cleaned house. My lawn is gorgeous now. The grass is there. It's beautiful. You can see it. You know, you can see it. So use this Mercury retrograde to really draw out anything that's no good for you and release it. Again, I was talking about my myofascial massage and my shiatsu, which brought up a lot of deep, dark, not deep, dark. I sound like I'm some kind of morbid creature, which I can be at times, but it brought up a lot of pain and sadness, and I cried for a couple of days, but eventually I know I'm going to feel so much better, and I'm going to be able to fill those spaces up with all kinds of new and goodness. Okay, so you Scorpio out there, this new moon for you is big. Okay, so just remember what I said, and if you don't remember, go back to the archives of the radio show and listen again and again and again. Do not be afraid to keep shoveling and shoveling and shoveling, bringing it all up to the surface and getting it out, clearing it out. You guys are really rocking it out, and you've got that Aries energy. All right, so listen to these keywords, Scorpio. After you dig up the crap, this is how you get rid of it. Action, courage, adventure, leadership, independence, a pioneering spirit, okay? Woohoo! Tina's freaking out here silently. Woohoo! This is so good. I'm so pleased. And I'm really pleased for me because that's my sign. Is it your sign too? No, Tina? You might have. We got to find out where your Scorpio is in your chart, and then we see what area is being shoveled out. All right? So we'll do that.
I've been shoveling, getting it out,
making room for the new. All right, so again, cafeastrology.com, go get your free report, peeps, and you can see. It says where your Scorpio is. It says what house it's in. So we'll talk about that. You guys can definitely email me or Facebook me, and we can go into that. I'm so happy to do it for you. Or we can have a reading and totally go over your chart and interpret your astrological birth chart. All right, so we're moving on now to Sagittarius. Now, you Sagittarians out there, you're my favorite sign, because the sign ahead of you always has what the sign behind it lacks. So Sagittarius have always had what I, the Scorpio, lack, okay? But then Capricorns have what the Sagittarians lack, and Aquarians have what the Capricorns lack. You know how that goes? So always look to the sign ahead of you as someone to emulate, of course, somebody good, you know. Well, I shouldn't say that. Everybody's good in their own way. But somebody you admire, okay? I mean, if they're drinking Budweiser's at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning and being okay, unless it's, I said Monday, not Sunday. Sunday, that's okay. Monday, that's not okay. So you want to look at the sign ahead of you, and you want to emulate that sign. And I'm going to tell you why. Because every year, your birth chart is a circle, right? So it has 30 degrees in your sign. So every year, you move 1 degree. So by the time you're 48 like me, I've moved 48 degrees. I have moved out of Scorpio into Sagittarius. I have been living the Sagittarian experience. I've been experiencing their negative parts, and I've been experiencing their positive parts. So see, you change as you grow, as you mature, you change literally, not just by you from the inside out. Your chart changes. So the energy is different. So if anybody wants to know about that, let me know. So anyway, you Sagittarians out there, I admire you. I love you because I'm in you. I'm experiencing you, and you guys are opposite of Scorpio. You're optimistic, you're lighthearted, your go-for-it attitude, you're able to take charge of any situation when it comes to relationships or anything else and deal with it. You're not afraid. Now, my biggest thing is you're not afraid in relationships. Like for me, I'll hold on to a relationship until, until like it's death, and then I'm half dead too. So, you know, I hold on too long. I'm scared. You know, it's a security thing, or it's a feeling of guilt, or it's a feeling of like, oh, this is the right thing to do. I'm going to do it. You know, I made the commitment, even though, you know, say my partner was, you know, abusing me or something like that. So this is what you do. Scorpios hold on too long. Sagittarians don't have a problem with saying to people, hey, you're no good for me. I can't have you around me. You're draining my energy, or you're no good for my kids, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they can just say goodbye, see ya, with no problems. That to me is so admirable. But I'm happy to say I feel like I know I'm moving in that direction. So you Sagittarians out there, you guys can set, you can do anything you set your mind to with this new moon. The area that you want to set your mind to, again, is that Mercury retrograde energy. You've been digging up, digging up, digging up, letting go, letting go, letting go. Okay, we're talking the fifth house for you, the house of self-expression. So for you Sagittarians out there, really important for you to finally take some time to do what you want. Pleasure, okay? We're going to focus on desires. We're going to focus on children, creativity, recreation, speculation, and personal freedom. That's your job. You've gone through the Mercury retrograde, and now it's time to have a little bit of fun and see where that fun takes you. That's why I always talk about your guidance system being your bliss. Let your bliss, let your joy, let your desires that are filled with integrity be your guidance system, because they lead you to where you love, what you love, where you want to be, who you want to meet, who you want to hang with. So Sagittarius, just let your desires be your guidance system. Now, all right, one word of caution. Sagittarians, you love your rose-colored glasses. You love to wear them. You love to think everything's okay, everybody's okay. Oh, no, they're fine. You know, they're in the bathroom shooting up heroin. No, don't worry about it. No, they're fine. Sorry, my analogies are kind of stark. But and really, that is fine. If that's what somebody wants to do, I'm no judge. But if that's not fine for you, that's not fine. So take off your rose-colored glasses and really look at the situation. Mercury retrograde is telling you that. That's why you got that card, okay? We don't want to be sugarcoating or overlooking anything. If there's a situation that doesn't sit well with you or it messes with your integrity, don't ignore it, okay? There you go. Moving on to, we're getting towards the end here. We're moving on towards, oh my gosh, I've got 7 minutes, I think. We're moving on towards Capricorn. So Capricorns, you out there, Saturn is in Scorpio, okay? You're ruled by Saturn. So you Capricorns might want to pay attention to your relationships, to a lot of the deep beliefs and feelings, hurts, any sense of victimhood that you have, what they've done to you, you know, these people hurt me. All right, let's look into that now. And I know that's not really fun, but for you Capricorns out there, sorting out these deep-seated, deep-rooted situations and people, I don't want to say people, situations and relationships, is really going to be helpful to you. You have a chance here to bring up some sludge. Bring it to the light. Let it go, okay? All right, so you Capricorns out there, you've got Pluto, who rules Scorpio, okay, and the eighth house. We've got death and rebirth. We've got transformation. So let's really work on transforming anything inside us that's dark, all right? We really want to bring that up to the light, transmute it, and make way for some really good stuff. We've got to deal with these keywords, okay, Capricorn? Power, depth, darkness, soul growth, intensity, control, death, and rebirth. So you've got your work cut out for you, all right? So just know that this is what you're going to be doing, especially for the next 2 weeks, and then you're going to see the results of your hard work in the next 6 months. By December, if you really put the work in, December, you're going to see and feel a lightness. And there's probably going to be a few issues that have just resolved themselves, and you'll be so proud of yourself, okay? All right, so moving on from Capricorn to Aquarius. Okay, Tess, you're an Aquarian, right? All right. All right. You've been that for a very long time. All right, you Aquarians out there, out-of-the-box thinkers, people who are able to juggle a bazillion different things all at once and still keep their head on. People who are all about humanitarianism and doing the right thing, even at the expense of themselves. Here we go. All right, so we're here. Okay, so I'm saying to all the Aquarians out there, this is this transformation, what you want to focus on this new moon is your first house, which is your personality. It's your face. It's your outward appearance. So if you have a business, that's where you're showing the world your outward appearance, okay? We're talking about taking action in some area, okay? We're talking about a rebirth, an expression, a change in your personality, or perhaps revealing another layer of your personality. The word change implies there's something wrong with what was and you need to change it. But that doesn't sound right to me. It's more about expressing a different aspect of you, an aspect that perhaps was not revealed before, okay? So you're looking for that. It's really exciting. The appearance of tests of perhaps kaleidoscope angels will shift, okay? First impressions, very important. New beginnings, very important. Okay, we've got the third house. The third house is all about relationships, okay? The third house is about, number three is all about communication and getting it out there, whether by the written word or verbal word, you're really getting it out there, you're putting it out there. We're talking a lot of intellectual growth. So Tess, you being an Aquarian, all you other Aquarians out there, we're talking about intellectual growth. You're always intellectual. You're like that by nature. And you're just going to even go higher, higher, higher. There's so much more that you're learning that is beyond what you ever even imagined. We've got curiosity, new experiences, short journeys. Pay attention, Aquarians. If you've been invited to go on a short trip, it could just be down the shore, it could be down the road. Important. Talking and listening. A lot of communication. The third house is about communication, whether it's the written word or it's the spoken word. Relatives and siblings come into play here. Okay, so for the next couple of weeks, let's pay attention to them if need be. There's going to be something that if you are dealing with relatives and siblings, what you do in these next couple of weeks will have a profound effect over the next 6 months. Day-to-day connections, really important for any Aquarian out there. So we're talking another layer, another couple layers coming out, things changing. And you know what came to mind to me is that there is something different that Tess is doing here at Kaleidoscope Angels. It is called the Day for Peace. It is August 15th, okay? This Day for Peace involves absolutely everyone, whether you come to Kaleidoscope Angels in Douglasville or not, okay? So it's a day for praying. It's a day for meditating and intending for peace within ourselves and the world. And, you know, it always starts within ourselves. So, I mean, that's how Kaleidoscope Angels changes the world. It's just by, or not changes, but reveals more of what the world can be by starting with every person that comes here, every person that calls. We're talking about revealing more and more of our selves, more and more of our light. We're talking about peeling the layers of the sludge that we've learned off of us to reveal our inner light. So free activities all day long. And listen to this. It starts at 11:11. Whoa, how appropriate. Me being a numerology, I love that. And it finishes at 3:33 p.m., okay? So I just wanted to get that out there, okay? It's August 15th, and it's called the Day for Peace. So anybody who has any questions with that, call the shop or talk to me. Now, I think I only have 2 minutes, and I didn't even get to my caller. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Call again next week. Next week, we're going to be different place but same time, okay? Call again. I promise. I'm going to devote next week to readings and to finding out your personal year. So for you Pisces out there, I don't want to leave you behind. Pisces, wow, it's all about Virgo energy. Pisces, you don't really like Virgo energy because, you know, you're the dreamer. You know, you're going to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Virgo says, no, we've got to follow the rules. We're going to do it this way, this way, this way. So you Pisces out there, you want to get kind of Virgo-ish, okay? Dress well, be polite, follow the rules, you know, be on time, okay? We're talking about analysis, diligence, reliability, purification, details, 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 Pisces. Now, Pisces, you can be really opinionated and bullheaded, and I know that people don't know that about Pisces, but they are. So let's take that opinion and bring it back and actually look at it. Look at the facts, Pisces, not just your opinion, the facts, Pisces. And I know my sister, Pisces. I've got 90 seconds. So you're troubleshooting. You're paying attention to details. And what you're doing is you're getting it sorted out, Pisces, with your financial situation, with your job, with your health, okay? We're talking about health. We're talking about rituals and practice. Get a practice in place. Be Virgo-like, okay? Because you're going to need that in these next few weeks. These next few weeks gives you the energy to push forward. You're going to need that in the next 6 months. So all you Pisceans out there, get cracking and get serious. Okay, see you guys next week. We're going to do readings, focus all on free readings, and we're going to talk about the personal year that you are in. Thank you, everybody at Kaleidoscope Angels, ladies. All right, guys, find me on Facebook, Jen Young Intuitive, and find me on my website, jenyoung888.com. Let's connect, and I'm going to end right now. Talk to you guys next week. Love you.